WLIP.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Happenings Q&A on the radio. I'm Frank Carmichael. Joining me here in the studio is fellow Happenings staffer Jackie Gray.
Good afternoon. Hi there.
It's going to be a great show today. We have a special guest here in the studio, Ralph Malicki. He's the district manager with Piggly Wiggly chain. Oh. And on the phone we have Jill Cataldo. Jill?
Hello.
Hi. I understand that we're very fortunate to have you on the air today.
Yeah, I had a little fender bender this morning.
But everybody's okay?
Everybody's fine.
Were you in the car alone? Or?
No, I have my three kids with me.
Boy, thank goodness for car seats, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, no kidding.
Yeah. Jill, we came upon you. I read the Sun-Times every morning. I'm one of those few.
And there's more than a few.
Well, up on the north side. We're just over the Wisconsin-Illinois border, and this is kind of like Tribune country.
I understand.
But I'm also a fan of the Sun-Times, and I saw this story. I think it was like on page 3 or 5.
It was page 5. Yeah, it was right up front.
I know. Were you pleasantly surprised to see it right up there prominently?
Very surprised. I have to say I'm very awed by what's happened with the attention this has gotten. But yes, I was very surprised.
And you have a very handsome family.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention that. But it just blew me away. Feed a family of 5 for $65 a week, and that includes diapers, shampoo, and soap. And
everything.
It's like, now diapers, mm-hmm. we have a 4-year-old at home.
So
I know what diapers are. I mean, mm-hmm. that could blow any budget. And I couldn't believe it when I saw this. So I said to Jackie, we've got to get this Jill on the line and find out if this is for real.
It's definitely for real.
Now, this is radio, so people aren't going to be able to see this picture that I'm holding from the Sun-Times, but you're there with your three children, and you have this circular wall of cereal stacked up all around you, and it goes way beyond your height.
Yes, it's taller than me. My son, my 3-year-old, calls that our cereal castle. And the kids, yes, we had so much cereal purchased.
But that was just for the picture, right? I mean,
actually built it the night I brought all the cereal home, just for fun, because there's so many boxes, it becomes giant building blocks for the kids.
Jill, you sound like a fun mom, you know?
Oh, thank you. You know, I have to say, my kids are in this with me. They think this is just fantastic. So, you know, the little ones don't quite get what's going on, but my 12-year-old is very, very savvy and a very good shopper with me, so.
Well, yeah. So, I how do you do it? I mean, what you did here is you bought 58 boxes of cereal, mm-hmm. and 40 boxes of granola bars for a total of $5.15.
That's
and I mean,
correct.
this is all General Mills. This isn't some generic thing. This is all major things. I'm looking at Cheerios, Kix, Trix, Chex, Golden Grahams. What's your favorite?
Of all of those?
Of the ones that are surrounding you.
I like Lucky Charms. I'm like a big kid.
Okay.
So. But we go through a lot of Cheerios because I have toddlers, you know. So
mm-hmm.
We kind of mixed it up. We bought lots of different things. But you're right. This is all name brand cereal, name brand granola bars. And it just, do you want me to start off like how I do what I do, basically?
Well, exactly.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that we have a regular correspondent on our show, Jeff Yeager.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lauer, he periodically appears on the Today Show. And
right.
Matt Lauer dubbed him the ultimate cheapskate.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending all of this to Jeff. I want him to see what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, I first started doing this about 2 years ago. It was in 2006 we found out we were going to have another baby, number 3. And somewhere in another TV show, whatever, you hear about people getting hundreds of dollars worth of groceries for pennies. And I thought, I want to be one of those people. We need to save some money. We're having another baby. And I came across the website called The Grocery Game, and it's thegrocerygame.com. What Grocery Game does is makes couponing very, very easy for busy moms like me and anybody. They track at your stores of choice. You can go in and pick which stores you want to shop at. I shop at, do you guys have Jewel up there? We have Jewel.
You know what, Jill, we don't.
You don't,
We did, but they shut down all the stores. They left the marketplace. But you know what, theoretically, I guess we have Jewel in the sense of the word that they have a big distribution warehouse here in Kenosha. Super Value owns Jewel.
They bought
the chain.
And Albertsons, yeah.
Right. And their division offices for the Midwest are right here in our fair community.
Well, the things that I do are not necessarily specific to Jewel. So, and you could do this at any store. I will.
Right, but you know, this is what impressed me as well. And I apologize for interrupting.
No, sure.
It's a bad habit I have. I've got to break myself of it. But, you know, Jewel, it isn't like you're shopping at Aldi's or something. Mm-hmm. You're shopping at Jewel, and they're not the cheapest store in the world.
They're not. And I hear that all the time. People say, oh, Jewel is so expensive. But the whole theory behind what I do starts with this. Every grocery store, whether it's Jewel, whether it's Piggly Wiggly, whatever chain it is, they have a 12-week cycle where everything in the store is at its lowest price point once every 12 weeks.
Now, Jill?
Yes.
I'm going to interrupt again.
Sure.
This is one of the last times. I don't know if, because you're on the phone, I don't know if you were listening to our chatter, if Pete from the station brought you up after we were discussing things with our guest in the studio. We have Ralph Malicki. He's the district manager for Piggly Wiggly.
Am I going to be giving away corporate secrets?
Which is they're big in our marketplace.
Sure, sure. We have them here too.
So I'm waiting for him to start taking notes.
So. And say, hey, they're figuring us out.
But anyways, if you didn't hear, I just wanted to introduce you to Ralph.
Sure. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Okay. And is Piggly Wiggly on a 12-week cycle?
Everything cycles.
Okay.
Everything does.
All right. And you, as you were saying before, I rudely interrupted you for the fifth time,
Jill. No, that's okay. It's 12 weeks. It's about an approximation, but it is very true for pretty much every grocery chain. It's 12 weeks. You, to do what I do, basically, you're watching the sales. When your item that you want gets to its lowest price point, at that point in the 12 weeks, you buy enough to last your household 12 weeks. That's, in a nutshell, what we're doing. However, obviously, there's big, good sales that can really, really roll that into bigger savings for you.
So you're not, like, packing up the family and driving from one grocery store to another.
No, I shop at one store.
Okay.
I shop at one grocery store, and I shop at one drugstore. I shop at Walgreens also.
Okay.
But what Grocery Game does, getting back to that, Grocery Game is a website that tracks this for you. Everybody says, oh, how do I know? How do I know when this is the cheapest? They have a list every week. You go into their website. Pick your store. They have a list of hundreds of things that are at their lowest point that week. You can go print your list, just the things you want to buy, and you go. It tells you exactly where your coupons are, too, to combine with this. So not only are these things at their lowest price, it tells you what coupons were in the paper, what date the coupons ran, or if they're internet printables, where to go get them. It takes me about a half an hour. I go log on, print what I want, go cut my coupons, print them, and go to the store.
Okay.
It's very easy.
That sounds easy. I mean, in our household, periodically it's like, oh, we got to do something about it. So we'll clip the coupons, and then we forget them at home.
We're just
not real organized.
Right. You do have to be somewhat organized, and I've gotten better. I mean, initially, that's the thing, too. When you start doing this, there's definitely a curve of improving what you do. But it's also something you can start saving right away. The first week I did Grocery Game, I saved $40 on my bill, and I was just blown away. I thought, $40? Before I started this, we were spending about $120 a week on food.
Mm-hmm.
So I've cut my bill, by half.
No, but take my hand and walk me through
sure.
now on this with the cereal and the granola bars.
Okay. The cereal deal was just one of those exceptional deals that when you see it, you go, oh, my goodness, we have to jump on this, Jewel had a sale in May where if you bought 10 General Mills items, they were $2 a piece, which is a decent price for cereal anyway.
Okay, so that's $20.
Right. You got an automatic $10 off if you bought them in quantities of 10.
So now we're down to $10.
Now you're down to $10, exactly. Jewel has, and many stores do this too, whether it's on the internet or in their flyers, they have store coupons, and then there's also manufacturer coupons, which are the ones you would get in your newspaper or online. Most stores, if you check their coupon policy on their site, will let you combine two coupons for the same item. You can combine a store discount and a manufacturer's discount. Okay, so are you following? You have.
Well, Ralph is nodding his head.
Yeah, so okay, so he knows.
That's very true. Yeah.
I keep looking at Ralph for validation to make sure. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. This isn't unique to Jewel. This isn't really unique. Target will do the same thing. Walgreens does the same thing. There are many, many stores that will let you combine a store coupon to any manufacturers. So Jewel, where we have Jewel, theirs happen to be online. They have a thing where you go in with your shopper's card and mm-hmm. you put your number on the website, and it shows you a whole screen of 24 items a day that you're getting additional discounts on, and you don't even need to cut the coupons on these. You just have to look at that page before you go to the store. So the day you go in, 12 of the items are the same for everybody that's got a card, and then 12 are unique to your own shopper's card, like on your past purchasing habits and preferences and things. So the day of the cereal deal, the Fiber One brand granola bars were a dollar off on their electronic coupons, which are called Avenue, as was Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, also a dollar off. So now, if you're buying in quantities of 10, those four things just became free because the store is giving you a dollar off for each one of those, and they're only a dollar.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Now, of course, I have coupons for those.
Well, wait a minute. Now, this is legal, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not...
No, I don't... You know what? I don't use expireds. There's nothing shady about what I'm doing. This is all across, you know, just using coupons that are available current in the paper and on the internet.
Because when I read this article, I had these visions that you were meeting up with somebody in a darkened alley and buying hot coupons or something.
No, no, no. I don't pay for coupons. No, none of it. It's just, this is all just what I would get in the paper and what I would get online. So back to the example. Now, as long as if I bought in quantities of 10 and I bought 2 Cinnamon Toast and 2 Fiber One granola, now I'm paying $6 for 10 things. So without any coupons involved. That was just by looking at the electronic coupons on Jewel's website. But of course, I have coupons too.
Of course, Jill Cataldo.
And because, that's right. Yeah. And because these can be combined with the electronic coupons on Jewel's site, and that comes off my total.
Did you follow that, Jackie?
I did follow that, but you know, it sounds amazing, but Jill, you and I talked a little bit, and you inspired me, and last night, in preparation for today, I went online, and I printed off a bunch of coupons, and mm-hmm. I was going to make you proud, and I grabbed my sister, and we went to the grocery store, and spent about an hour, and we got up to the checkout, and they're ringing everything up, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is a huge bill, and then she hands me all my coupons back and tells me they don't accept internet coupons.
Oh, and
what store was this at?
Should I say?
Yeah, of course. You know what our show's all about.
It was at Woodman's.
Woodman's, and they don't accept them here either. We have Woodman's, too.
Do you?
Woodman's has a no internet coupon policy.
And I would think with it, maybe Ralph can answer this for us, but in this age of technology, isn't there a way to scan the coupon and tell if it's mm-hmm. valid or not?
That's typically the way to verify an internet coupon is if it's scannable.
So why wouldn't they do
it's
that?
It's just a policy that they have. That's
okay.
just their
yeah.
program. That's how they maintain their concept on price.
Okay.
So it's at the discretion of every store or every chain.
That's correct. And back with what Russ was saying, too, the internet coupons, the technology is such that even if you go to a website that lets you print more than one, they actually have different numbers at the bottom because they are being tracked and they are individually, like, serial numbered, for lack of a better word, so that you can't go in and print 30 and run to the store, that kind of a thing. It's very above the board.
And are the coupon offers pretty good that you find online?
Very good.
They had a dollar off those Fiber One bars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on sale 2 for $4, so I would have got it for a dollar.
Right.
I got to believe that for the manufacturer, it's a lot more cost-effective for them to make these offers on the internet than it is to pay for the printing and distribution that you get in those Sunday inserts in the paper. You know, Vlasic coupons. And
mm-hmm.
It just depends if the consumer knows where to look for them.
And that's the thing, getting back to with the grocery game list that I use, there's very little looking involved. You go in, and it's like, okay, if this Fiber One granola is on sale, they have a link right there to go print that coupon for you. So I don't have to go hunting. I don't have to go say, well, where might this be, or is this on sale? As far as the newspaper inserts, I love this system because I don't cut coupons till the day I go. I take my insert, I throw it in a folder, and I put it away. And I don't touch it again until it's time to go shopping. Because here's another thing that is very interesting about especially the inserts in the newspaper. They don't line up with the sales the week you get them. The biggest mistake people make is they get that insert, they open it, and they go, oh, okay, I'll buy that cereal, I'll buy this, and they cut five or six and throw the insert away.
So they really should store those coupons and wait for that cycle, right?
Exactly. Because you're waiting till the end of the cycle, and it's typically when those coupons are ready to expire. I have things that expire June 30th, and those are finally now lining up with sales that are great. For example, last week at Jewel, dog food, you know, we all have pets and pets are expensive and, you know, that kind of thing. They had coupons in 2.5 months ago for Kibbles and Bits dog food, $3 off. Well, in the same ad, it even says Kibbles and Bits, $5.49 at Jewel. Well, now you'll only pay $2.49. Well, last week, it was $3.99 at my store. So now I paid 99 cents for 4 pounds of dog food.
Now, wait a minute. Do you have a dog also?
Oh, yes.
Because this is feed a family of five, so...
I have a dog and
so what, do you have the dog on $1.20 a week or what?
Too. No, this is with the pets also.
Really?
Yes.
The article didn't mention that.
You know, I think they're constrained for space. I did definitely tell them a lot of this, but yes, we have pets. We're like any other family, you know?
We're no, you're not like any other family, Jill. I mean, I don't think there's very many families that are living on $65 a week for groceries.
You know, and that even that number is very, it's subjective because there's weeks I would go and spend 20 or 30, and then I might have a week later I might spend 90. So it is kind of an average of the month. Because you're following the cycles, you're buying when things are cheap.
Jill?
Yes?
What's your husband's name?
Doug.
Doug. For a moment there, I thought the family of five was you and the kids and the dog there.
No, because, you know, he was around the day we took the picture for the Sun Times, and he's like, no, you can go ahead and do that. he's very proud of what I do, but okay. I don't think he wanted to be in the picture.
Now, the reason I ask is, does Doug get tired of eating Cheerios for dinner?
No, and we don't eat Cheerios for dinner. We eat the same things everybody eats.
All right, so, I mean, a typical dinner for you would be what? On a few of the days, do you garnish it with a little piece of meat, or?
Oh, we eat totally normally everything everybody eats. Meat, chicken, turkey, you know, everything.
Well, how is your bill so low? Seriously.
How is it so low?
She just told you with these coupons.
Yeah, but I mean, that's for cereal, but if you're buying a beef tenderloin and some chicken breasts, how do you keep it to 20?
Because I'm buying, again, following the sales. My list will tell me, let's say Purdue chicken breasts, very expensive usually across the board.
They are. I've noticed that.
Going into grilling season now, meats, there will tend to be more on sale. I'm trying to think. 2 or 3 weeks ago at Jewel, Purdue chicken breasts were down to 77 cents a pound. That's an excellent price. So, of course, I bought them then, and I bought a lot because I've got a big freezer.
That's a good price.
Okay, Ralph says it's a good price.
It's a good price.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You had chicken breasts for 77 cents a pound?
I've never seen chicken breasts
for 77 cents. Now, you know what? Wait until Jeff Yeager finds out about you. Jeff Yeager, the ultimate cheapskate.
Well, I got them for less, though, because then I had 50 cent off coupons, too.
Yeah.
So you get it for 27 cents a pound?
Mm-hmm.
So can we hire you out?
This is, you know what, I mean, she's already probably got an agent, right?
I don't have an agent. You know what, this thing has really gotten crazy for me because it kind of exploded. I was not expecting this kind of attention. And no, I do not have an agent. I am just a mom, you know?
And you know what's so funny? I said, Jill, you need to do a class, Coupons 101. She said, actually, I'm doing a class, Coupons 101. The class holds 30, and she's got 75 on the list.
But wait until Jeff Yeager hears.
My friend Amy and I are doing that class in August. And actually, it's through our local library here in Illinois. I believe they have moved venues now to try to get a bigger place because the demand is there. Because there's a lot more people using coupons now than ever before with the way the economy is right now.
You live in Huntley, which is really a nice community.
Thank you. You're familiar with it.
Oh, yes. I've been
there. It's beautiful here.
And you know what? Maybe we could do something. We could make it worth her time to come up here. We'll have some sort of an event.
Talk off air
and I could see, we're going to, and maybe we'll have Piggly Wiggly sponsor you.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be great?
We could look into it.
That would be wonderful.
And you'll teach me how to do this, Jill. I'll be your guinea pig.
I can teach you how to do it.
I cannot wait till we get off the air. I'm calling Jeff Yeager and telling him about you because his mantra, you know, he's been on the show several times now that, you know, he will only pay up to $1 a pound for anything in the grocery store. And I think
know, or to live without it.
And we kind of look, you know, askew when he says that, but you're living proof that you can do that.
You can do it. And that's the thing that people don't get, though. Most people, and I was one of these too. I mean, I just started doing these 2 years ago. You go to the store and you look around your house and say, okay, we're out of dish soap. Okay, we need laundry soap. We need
right.
this. And you go and you buy all the things that you need. But
right.
of course, when you need them is not when they're the best price. I remember when I first started this, going and buying 8 bottles of Tide, and the checker is laughing and laughing, going, what are you washing? You know, that you need 8 bottles of Tide. Well, I didn't buy Tide again for 9 months.
Well, that's
because it was at its lowest price.
Now, Jill, since the story broke, what has happened? I mean, first of all, when you walk into Jewel,
they know me there.
I'm sure they do.
They're well aware of what I do, you know, and you get... There's one cashier that just loves to see me and the kids that come in. There's other ones that are the coupon police that will scrutinize every single coupon I use. But again, there's nothing... What
but
I'm
you're
doing
clean,
is not,
right? I mean, your MO is that...
I'm not using expires. Everything is across the board. And this might be important to note for your listeners, too. The store does, and Ralph can probably verify this, they do get the money back from these coupons. I am not ripping off the store.
No, not at all.
Don't you even get 8 cents for handling them or something?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So
they are actually, usually some of that handling fee does go to the coupon processor, but they are technically making more money if I go in there with a stack of coupons than if I paid cash, and certainly if I used a credit card.
You know, isn't there a scandal? There was over some chains were using like clipping rooms, coupon clipping rooms, wasn't that?
I remember reading about that. A couple weeks ago.
I recall hearing something about that.
I'm not sure of the
not
specifics.
Not with Piggly Wiggly,
no.
But I know, but it was,
no.
There was another one where they would literally have mounds or piles and piles of coupons brought in. They would clip them, and then they would send them in for redemption, the store would, but...
Hey, Jill, I have a question about produce now that we're in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. Last night I bought one nectarine, and it was 77 cents for one nectarine.
Produce
How do you save on produce?
Produce is a little tougher. It really is. Because, again, things in the paper, you're going for brand name things, as you point out, no generics, that kind of thing.
Right.
The best ways to save on produce, number one, buy what's in season, obviously. There's also, your supermarket may have specials where you have, like we just had one at Jewel, buy two packages of bacon, you're going to get eggs free. So, of course, I go in with coupons for the bacon and get that really cheap and my eggs for free. With summer, too, you're going to get corn. You know, there'll be burger and corn specials. There'll be guacamole dip, buy the avocados, get this free, vice versa, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So you're kind of going to try to buy it. Salads especially, like pre-bagged salad, that kind of stuff will come up a lot because they're going to sell it in conjunction with another special. And it is definitely harder to save on produce. But when you're saving on the bottom end with all the coupons over here, that does free up your budget some more to get some more produce. Even if you are paying a little more for that.
Very true.
Well,
so, and of course, I have a garden, too. I mean, that's the cheapest way.
One,
if you really want to get it, grow a garden in your yard. That's what we do, too.
Yes. You know, Jackie, one nectarine. I'm glad to see you're getting your 5 to 7 servings of fruit and vegetables a day here. Unbelievable.
Well, I was just doing some... That's the other thing. Every time I say I'm only going to get what's on my list here, and I was only going to get my coupon items last night just to prep for today, and so I ended up getting a lot more than, of course, I needed.
And that's where this helps me, too. One note on the produce. Also, frozen produce is the exception, because there are coupons for that.
Right.
You have Green Giant and Bird's Eye and all
right.
those.
That I use that in my...
Do. Frozen is mm-hmm. a lot easier to do.
Right. I use that in my shake in the morning. I have a shake. What about milk? What's your take on milk prices?
On milk?
Yes.
Well, everybody's screaming about milk, but I bought my milk, last week I got organic, which is normally over $4 a half gallon, and that's what I buy, you know, for our house. I got it for 75 cents a half gallon.
Wait a minute, you're buying organic?
Oh, yes.
I saw that, I can validate that, because I saw that coupon as well, and it was on sale at Jewel, wasn't it?
Yes, it is still on sale if anyone's in the Jewel realm through tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have 17 half gallons in my downstairs fridge right now. Okay, but here's the thing. It doesn't outdate until mid-August. Organic has a lot longer shelf life, you know, per se, expiration date than regular milk.
And you can freeze milk, too.
I'm getting a raised eyebrow from Ralph here.
I'll tell you exactly how I did it. That's pretty impressive. Okay, because June is dairy month, you can probably verify that.
Yes, it is. Dairy is cheaper this month.
The organic milk, I can even tell you the brand, it's Stonyfield Farms, is currently on sale at Jewel through this Wednesday for $3 a half gallon, which is, okay, that's admittedly cheaper already. Jewel has their online coupons called Avenue again. You go in their website, now you're getting $1.50 off each half gallon.
Okay. So now it's $1.50.
Now it's $1.50. If you go to the Milk's website, you can print a 50-cent coupon for your Milk's.
Now
we're down to a buck. And that's what it is this week. Last week, the online discount was $1.25. $1.75. So I was getting it for 75 cents a half gallon.
And what's this website again that you work with?
I don't work with anybody. It's just the one that I use for...
Right.
Is thegrocerygame.com.
Okay.
They're the ones that are tracking the sales. And this is where you were saying you go in and then you get stuff off your list. That is the one thing that this will help teach you to do better, is to just buy what's on the list. And you're going to go through probably a 4 to 6 week span where you are going to be buying things off the list because your house is going to need them.
Right.
But once you get into the swing of things and you start buying ahead, especially for non-perishable stuff, it will completely change the way you shop.
Jill, you're such an inspiration. You know, you're awesome. You really are. Jackie, we've got to figure out somehow of
I'll figure it out, because
okay,
I'm telling you, I need to see this to believe it.
If you go, the suntimes.com online has one of my receipts up from the cereal.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can see it all.
Okay.
Jill, I think you're wonderful, and I saw your receipt, but I couldn't do it. I tried to do it. I couldn't do it.
That's the thing. This site will hold your hand. Everybody says, I need to know how to do this, whatever. It holds your hand. It cannot possibly get easier than this, because you're only printing the things you want to buy. You go cut the coupons, because you've saved them now. You're not cutting them the week they come or throwing them away. And you go, and you
Jill,
buy it.
Jill, you are so awesome. We are literally 7 minutes beyond our commercial break.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
we can take a break.
No. So can we have you back on again?
Oh, of course.
All right. We're going to be in touch with you. I want to see if we can do something.
Okay. That'll be fun.
All right. We can do a sponsored workshop, so
there
we make
go.
It well worth her time to come and visit us. And Wisconsin's a beautiful state.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Kenosha. It certainly is.
That's another show, though. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Cataldo, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
It is.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet.
And for sharing this valuable information.
Thanks, Jill.
And
we'll
be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
What do you think, Ralph?
I think she's a pretty impressive shopper.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we get back, I've got all sorts of questions for Ralph Malicki. He's the district manager for Piggly Wiggly. So stay with us right here on AM 1050 WLIP.